Idaho Senator Jim Risch was in no mood to talk about President Donald Trump's increasing controversies during a stop in the state Wednesday. Heath Drusen caught up with him at a National Women's Business Council forum in Nampa.
Risch, who has a key position on Capitol Hill as the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, was back in Idaho this week. After yesterday's forum, he paused for an interview. So I asked the reliable Trump ally about the controversy swirling around the president, or at least I tried to. As the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, do you think it's appropriate that the president asks
a hostile foreign
power
like China?
I'm not
going to do an interview on that. Go ahead on
investigate.
Let's talk about business today.
I think that's a fair question to ask, Senator.
Do you want to do an interview on the business or not?
Yes, I'd like to get to that, but first I have that question.
I'm not going there. If you want to do an interview with me on the business center, please do so.
Senator, with all due respect, though, you are the chairman.
Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you all.
As he walked away, Risch, clearly agitated, turned to me.
Don't do that again.
Since taking the helm of the Foreign Relations Committee from Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, a Trump critic, Risch has been steadfast in defending the president. In the midst of a House impeachment inquiry, the Idaho senator has repeatedly dodged questions about Trump's dealings with foreign leaders and countries. Despite mounting criticism of Trump's call with Ukraine's president and his public request that China investigate his political rival, none of Idaho's congressional delegation has broken with the president. Heath Drusen, Boise State, Public Radio News.